B'yimei Ovel Aviyah. A Bagaris, that means a girl that's already 12 and a half years old. She has, after an hour, she becomes a Bagaris. The halacha is, first she's a Ketana, then when she comes 12 years old and she has two simonim, she's called a Nara. For 6 months, she has a Dinara, and after that, she's called a Bagaris. She's totally in her own Rishus. She's not in her father's Rishus anymore. And at that age, vice versa, the time when they are supposed to get married, they could get married, they're roi for Shaduchim at 12 and a half. So therefore, since she's a Kalamoyed already at 12 and a half, is then, even though she's Navelis right now, her father died, still, and her Bagaris Rishur Lanavelis Asma. She's not allowed to make herself look not nice. In other words, she's allowed to put on makeup. Even though she's an Ovel, but since she's supposed to be looking for Shidduch then, she has to look nice. She's allowed to wear makeup, even though she's an Ovel. Her Nara, Mashenkein, when she's only 12 years old, or 12 and a half, when she's a Nara, Rishur, then she's allowed to be Manavel herself to make herself not look nice, since she's an Ovel. So Rashi says, Eina Bageris, Sheviya Shtei Cyrus, after she brought already to Cyrus, she has Simonim, she's a Gedolom, Rishur Lanavel Satsma. She's not allowed to make herself look not nice, Elam is kashete, she's allowed to put on makeup, because then she yikvitsu aleha, that people should wanna get married to her. Her nara, mashenkin, she's only 12 years old, sheina really not say, vices are 12, then she's not the age yet to get married, adai nachitibagis, she has to wait till at least she becomes 12 and a half years old. Then it's okay. Is Rishor, then she's allowed to make herself look minuvel. The bas chiyuva yavelisi, because really she's a gedol already, she has das, she's chimluchuy v'mitzvus, and she has a chiv to be noig like an oval. Uketana mashenkin ain't a chayevus lekulim. Uketana has no din oval at all. She has no din avelis. But when she comes in Nara, she's a gedol already. She has a din avelis. But I call upon her when she comes a bageris, at that age already, a bageris, then she's allowed to put on makeup. From then on. Until she gets married. When she gets married, she's not allowed to. But up until she gets married, after she's a kala. After the first 30 days, she's married. Yeah. No, so my love doesn't mean to say like this. My love for Rechitza, that it means to say that she's not allowed to be a manavel herself, in other words, she's allowed to wash herself. Now, over my, what are we talking about? If you want to say with hot water, if you want to say what a begeris is not allowed to, no, she's allowed to wash herself. That's what Chizda said without any exceptions, that an oval is not allowed to wash himself in hot water. So if you want to tell me now that a Begeris has a Chiddush, that she's not allowed to be manavel herself, she's allowed to do something special, means she's allowed to use hot water, that can't be. Because of Chizda Mashma said, without an exception, that an oval can't use hot water. El alav b'tzoinin, doesn't it mean b'tzoinin? That what did a Begeris, by her, we let her use hot, cold water. She's allowed to take a shower, she should not be manavel herself. But Mashma, only a Begeris is allowed to. Mashenkin a Nara or a man, he is not allowed to wash himself in cold water. Says Akash and Rava. Rava said that an Ovel is allowed to wash himself in cold water. And here at Samash we know that only a Bagaris, an Isha that has to look nice in order to find a Shidduch, she's allowed to wash herself. I'll call upon him in cold water. But somebody else is not allowed to. So it's Akash and Rava. And Rashi says, El Allah b'tzaynin, v'yafilu hochi and still, Nara ain't a rachetis. A Nara is not allowed to wash herself, rachetis b'tzaynin in cold water. Alma the oval af betzainin osir. It's a raya, not like Rava, that an oval is osir, even betzainin in osir, an oval is osir on. Whereas says loy, could be no. Enachanamitaka, it could be in cold water she's allowed to. And that we're talking about right now, about mimnaval itself, why is she different than anybody else? Akichul or pirchus. It's talking about putting on makeup. And Rashi says, Akichul va pirchus. We're not talking about washing yourself. Because washing yourself, it could be even a Nara, is allowed to wash yourself. Like even a Gedolah could wash us, even a man could wash himself. Santa, take a cold shower, could be like rubber holes, and Ovel is mutter to take a cold shower. Here that was saying a Chiddush, only a Bageris could do it, and not a Nara, it's talking about Akicho v'Apirchus. Rashi says, Pirchus b'seir, which is allowed to wash a hair or make a hair, Kibbos means the begodim, and Rechitza beguf. As here it's talking about her clothing. She like could either wash her clothing to make her appear nicely and wash her hair and make a sheitel, or Mershar Chitza goes in the guf. So in other words, Kichul Apirchus, that's what's muta by Geras, but it's also by Anara. So a koponim is not a kasha to Rava. Could be like Rava says that cold water all avelas are mutter. Here the chiddush is washing your clothing, making yourself have a nice appearance, with putting on makeup or making your hair. Lema mesilat. Let's come and bring you like a proof, a raya to Rava. The Yomer Rabba HaKoyin. Rabba HaKoyin said Mishum Rav Yosi HaKoyin that mice had once happened like we had before. Umeisu Bonov Shereb Yosi Rav Chanina that had died the two sons. Of Rav Yosi Rav Chanina's two sons died, and he was an oval because of this. But for Rochatz Pitzoyin and Kol Shiva, all 7 days of the Avelis, he taka washed himself in cold water. So the Chorot Sarai, it's a Rava, that an oval, even though the 7 days he's sitting Shiva, you are allowed to take a cold shower. You could wash yourself, even your whole body, in cold water. So Mora says, no, there's no proof to Rava from here, like we said before. Amri, I'll tell you like this. Hosom Vishetachvu Avelov. We're talking about over there that he was mutter to wash himself in cold water is only for the second kid, the second son. And it happened was Ze'achazem, that first the first son died and he sat Shiva, and right after he finished sitting Shiva, right away that's when the second son died. So in such a case, then we're makel, then we say you're allowed to wash yourself in cold water the second Shiva. But in the regular oval only 1 7 days. It could be not like Rava, the locker is not like Rava, you're not allowed to wash yourself even in cold water. The Tanya we learned like this, Tochvu Avelov, if somebody became a novel twice, Zeachar Zeh, once after another, before he had time to take a haircut, he right away became a second time a novel, and Hichbet Saroy, and his hair is very long, it bothers him already, the locker is Mekel Batar, he's allowed to cut off the hair, and use a tar, he's allowed to use a razor. He could use the razor to cut off his hair. Hashinu, you have to do something different. Same thing on Mechabes Ksusay B'mayim. He's allowed to wash his clothing also with water. And Omar Rav Chizda said, Betar, you're allowed to cut your hair with Hashinu. It's something different you have to do with the razor you have to use. Avoloy B'misparayim. You're not allowed to use the scissors, the regular way of cutting your hair. That's Takasar, because before you're an oval, we're only make of because of the tsar, the pain you have. There's too much hair on your back. So we make of you to cut off, but do a shina to know you realize that you're still a novel. The same thing when you wash your clothing, v'mayim, only use regular water. V'loy v'nasa v'loy v'chol. You can't use the salt, the detergents, the stones to help you clean your begodim. You have to do a shina. V'loy v'oil, another type of detergent you can't use. But I call upon him, it could be for me, there's no raya to Rava. It could be the locher is not like Rava, that the locher is not like Rava, that a novel taka is not allowed to wash himself even in cold water. The Ika the Army, another listener was like this, something like this. Ika the Army, Omar Rava said, Ovel osa b'tzoinim. And a chanamin aloch is like this, that an ovel is also to wash himself even in cold water, kol shiva. You're not allowed to wash your whole body in cold water all 7 days of Avelis. So for the Gemara now, before Rava brought a proof and said, like, what's the difference? How come meat and wine is allowed to drink and eat? So how come washing not? So now that we're saying Rava says you're not allowed to, so Stach HaKashi Fret Gemara, Maishna, why is it different that washing yourself you can't? Maishna mi Bosa V'yayin. Why is it different than Bosa V'yayin? Bosa V'yayin a novel is allowed to. So you see, there's no limit to make yourself into pain. You're allowed to have some enjoyment. So just like you can have the enjoyment of drinking wine and eating Bosar, if so, why can't the novel have the enjoyment of washing himself? I call upon him in cold water. And the Gemara know, Hosam lefchuche pachte hu diyovit. The reason why he's allowed to drink wine and eat meat, that's to take away the scare that he has. And in the story that's brought down that Rashi really says about Mitzvah, that lefchuche pachte lohofik daigosoi, is to take away his daiga, take away the fear that he has. You're a novel, somebody died in the mishpacha, it bothers you, you have the fear of death on you. So the reason why we're mat you to drink wine is always brought down leivri yayin el lamori nefesh. Wine was created to take away mori nefesh. If you feel bitter and dead, take wine, it lifts you up, it takes away the bitterness of you. That's why the locha, gantz locha is by an ovel. There's 10 kaisers you have to take by the base ovel, mikir adin. There are 10 cups of wine you have to take. There's an inyan badafka to drink wine by the base ovel to take away his daiga, take away your fear that he has. And the same thing with meat also. But these things, like he needs to keep him going. Mashenken, otherwise, Enechnami, an oval has to feel sad and do inyan of avelis to show that it bothers him the fact that the mace was nifter. So therefore, a cold shower, takla locher is also, you're not allowed to take a cold shower, even cold, all 7 days of the avelis. Yeah. Where it says now, Lema Mesaile. If so, let's go and bring a proof now to Rava. And Halacha is like this, that Rava is not allowed to wash himself in cold water all 7 days. Well, like we had before, Ein ha bageris rishur lenavle atzma. A bageris, a girl that's 12 and a half years old already, she's a kalamoid already, she has to look nice, she's not allowed to be menavle herself, make herself look nice. And the top taster says that this means to say is, Omari, dor rishur lav davka, elokikoma. Ein ha bageris chayevis. It doesn't really mean like stam that, Rishoy means she has to, just means she has no chiv to. There's a regular oval has a chiv, a nara has a chiv, not to put on makeup, not to look nice. Well, Bagaris doesn't have this chiv. If she wants to, she's allowed to look nice. And the Bagaris Rishoy just means like she doesn't have to, she has no chiv to manavel herself. Abahonara, if you're less than 12 and a half, you're only 12 years old, and you're a gdol already, so you have a chiv to be noigavelis, honara, Rishoy. She's allowed to, and Rishoyim means she has a chiyuv. That's just how she's allowed to. She has a chiyuv. A Nara has a chiyuv to be manavel herself. So, B'mai, what are we talking about? What din does a Nara have to do? Ilema b'cham, if you want to tell me, stam in hot water, it means, but a cold shower, even a Nara is allowed to take. Just a hot shower, not. And so to come out like this, that a Bageris is allowed to take a hot shower. Fred Gemara, ain't her Bageris Rishoy? A Bageris, you want to tell me, is not allowed to hold herself back, but she's allowed to take a hot shower. Ivo Omar Rav Chizda said, Ovel is also lo hoishit etz pabachamin. And Masha Rav Chizda said this, a klal o klal to any Ovel, even a bageris, that in hot water nothing doing. An Avelo, an Ovel, is not allowed to put a hand even into hot water. Masha, hot water is also a gamri. So if so, you can't say here, Nara is allowed to take a hot shower, so we can't be talking about a hot shower. Elo lav bitzoinin. Elamai, we're talking about the fact is whether you can take a cold shower or not. That mashma, regular Nara Takra, is not allowed to take a cold shower. An Ovel is also to take a cold shower. Only a Bageris, there's a special heter for Bageris, she should look nice to find the Shidduch, she's allowed to take a cold shower. But in Achnami, anybody else, any Ovel, a man, or a Nara, the Takra also breath tzainin. So you see a riot to this Pshan Ravam, that an Ovel is also to wash himself in cold water. To wash cold Gufa in cold water is also. So where it says, Loi, could be no, could be from here, there's no proof. I'll tell you again, like we said before, Atichul Apirchus. Could be maybe true, Rechitza, cold water, maybe is mutter for any Ovel. Even a man, even a Nara, she's allowed to take a cold shower, maybe. Here that we're saying a Nara is not allowed to, that means putting on makeup or wearing nice clothing. That tackle, like we'll soon see, an Ovel is not allowed to wash his clothing. The 7 days is not allowed to put on new clothing. That an Ovel tackle is also. Only a Bageris, we're matter of Bageris to make yourself look nice, to put on nice clothing, like Rashi says, to make your hair nicely, in order to find the Shidduch. But any time you could be, for the fact of taking a cold shower or not, it could be that smutter even by regular oval. So it could be it's no riot to Rava from here. But I call upon the Malacha, it is like Rava, the Rava says that in the second Ikad the Amri, that the novel is also B'tzoni. Now Omer Rav Chizda says, we learn now from here, Zayis Samaris, from here there's a raya that Ovel is also B'tach Boisis. Kol Shiva. And Ovel is also to wash his clothing all 7 days. Like we're saying, a Chiddush here that a Bageris, she's allowed to like put on nice clothing. But Mashma, somebody else, Taker is also. Like Rashi says, Zayis Samaris. Midu Makminim Lo Bekich Lepirchas Hu Adin L'tach Boisis. The same thing applies really to washing your clothing. That an Ovel is not allowed to wash his clothing all 7 days. He can't change his clothing, can't put on new clothing. That's only the clothing that was already worn already before. But you can't wear something new after it was washed. The Hilchasa, what's the Maskana, what's the Locha? Ovel is also Lirchot Kol Gufay. And Ovotak is also to wash his whole body. Vein Bechamen, Vein Betzoinen. Ein Echnami, Kol Shiva. All 7 days it's also, even in cold water it's Tak also. The way Rav Chizda said before, and the way Rav says in Nikki the Army. Avo Ponav Yodav Araglov, but just to wash your face, your hands or your feet, Bechamen Takar, it's also for Novel to do it, but Betzoinen Mutter. But with Sain and Takrit's mutter, an Ovel is allowed to wash his hands, his feet, and his face with cold water all 7 days. In other words, Tisha B'Av has a bigger din, a more chometic halacha than a regular din Ovel. Even though Tisha B'Av has its chumra of machmas avelis, but on Tisha B'Av we're even more machma than a din on Ovel. Then on Tisha B'Av, even pun of Yodav Raglav is also bitzoni. You're not allowed to wash anything on Tisha B'Av. Or else maybe, not like that. Could be, pun of Yod Ragl, Pashtun means of Tzad the Dirty. on the time maybe if your hands is dirty, you're allowed to wash it off. Pana Gudavagal could be just ahead to when they're dirty. If they're dirty, you're allowed to wash it off. So that halacha applies on Tisha B'Av also. Like if you have dirt on your body or on your hands, you are allowed to wash off the dirt. Even on Tisha, even on Yom Kippur also, you're allowed to wash off the dirt off your face, off your hands, or your raglav. So it could be that's the same din then. That Tisha B'Av has a halacha like an oval. That we say, pun of Yodav Raglov is not Stam Meheter, pun of Yodav Raglov, but could only be when you have dirt, you're allowed to wash it off to take the dirt off. But not for that, Enechlam, it's also Rechitzer is also. Ovel, yeah. Also, betzoni. The putting on the chaman. Also, betzoni muta. Avol losuch, but to rub yourself, to shmear yourself. Afilo kol shu also. That's also even a kol shu. You're not allowed to rub yourself at all with an ointment. The imliaver es azuamam. Let's say you have some dirt or something smells very bad there on your body, and you want to take it away. Then mutter. But you're not doing it latainug. Stam to make it smell good. You're doing it to take away some dirt. Then you are allowed to put some shmearing, to put some sicha to rub yourself. That's mutter. The more now, tzlusa de tanisa hechi matrina. That we had before, that when you have a tiny sibur, you're supposed to say anenu, you're supposed to say a special tefillah during Shmon Esrei.
Alright, turn over.
Yes, now we have the question, where in Shmon Esrei do you say this extra tefillah of Yanenu? Where do we put in Anenu in the Shmon Esrei? Yes, Lusada Tanisa, Hechi Matrinan. So Adavre, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yitzchok, Rav Yehuda was talking to Rav Yitzchok Brei, to Rav Yitzchok his son. The Dorosh and Idashin, it said like this, Yochid Shekibul Olav Tainis. If the Yochid made himself into, accepted upon himself to fast a day, is Mispalel Shatainis. He also, when he davened Shmon Esrei, he has to say Anenu during the Shmon Esrei. The Eichin Omra, where does he say the Anenu in Shmon Esrei? Ben Goyal the Rafe. Between Goyal Yisrael and Rafeinu, you have a special bracha by itself, you say Anenu. Rashi says, Ben Goyal the Rafe, bracha b'fniyatmus, a bracha by itself, in between Goyal and Rafe, you say a bracha by itself. Like we do in the tiny Sibur, the Shliach Sibur, when he says Obr Shmon Esrei, he has his bracha by itself. So he held every Yochum when he davens by himself, he also has this extra bracha. Maskev lor Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Yitzchak asked the Frakasha. Maskev lor Rav Yitzchak. V'chi Yochid kaveya bracha liatzmai. Is it true that a Yochid, when he davens, he says, when a Yochid davens by himself, he says this extra bracha, Anenu, between Goyal and Roifei? Is that true? Elohim Rav Yitzchak, Yitzchak said like this, no, the Shemei Atfilah, like we do. When we say Anenu, when a Yochid daven Shemon Esrei, you don't have an extra bracha by itself, but in Shemei Atfilah, we say Anenu. Shashi v'chi Yochid, like Choshev Kolkach, Shei Mesaknin loy bracha b'fnei atzmoy, when a Yochid daven Shemon Esrei by himself, it's so Choshev to have an extra bracha by itself, loyste b'tfilosa to say an extra bracha, but rather no, b'shemei atfilas Rashi, shekoylu lo b'teicha brocha. In the middle of the brocha, shemei atfilah, you add this and you say anenu. V'chaysim, we end off the brocha b'shemei atfilah. The yaisa brocha v'chasima mashma b'ena tainas b'ena komili. That's when we say shemei atfilah goes in anything. On anything we daven for, we're ending off, shemei atfilah, Hashem, please listen to the tfilah. Mar v'cheinam rav sheshes b'shemei atfilah. Rav sheshes also says like this, halacha we do like this, that we say Anenu in Shemei Atfilah. Next, we have a kash on you. It says, Ein ben Yochid the Tzibur. There's no difference between Mashma Tainis Yochid and a Tainis Tzibur and a Tzibur. Elo Shezeh Mispalo Shemei Nasorah. This one only davens 18 brachas. Vezeh Mispalo Tisha Sorah. And this one davens 19 brachas. So the Chura, my Yochid or my Tzibur. What does it mean a Yochid and a Tzibur? Ilay me yochid mamish. That a yochid means a yochid mamish when you make a tiny yochid by itself. That there you only have the regular 18 brachas. And the anenu tak is only in Shemayat Tfilah. The tzibur, what does tzibur mean? Shliach tzibur. That the tzibur means, the shliach tzibur, when he's davening for the yomid. When he says over Shemon Esrei, he tak says an extra bracha. Between Goyal and Roifei, he has an extra bracha. See, Shemon Esrei has 19 brachas. Fred Gmor, is that true? Hani Tisha Sarah, is it only 19 brachas the Shliach Tzibur has by a tiny Tzibur? The Chorosh Tech Tzibur means the whole Tzibur's fasting. It's a tiny Tzibur. For the Gemara, by real tiny Tzibur, Eskrim v'yabohevi. You should know there are 24 brachas, like we'll have later on in the Masechta. By a real tiny Tzibur, there are 24 brachas to say. Or we don't have them. But there are 24 brachas, we'll see later on. Elolav, doesn't the price mean like this? Elolav hafikama. Ein ben yochid the kibbul olav tainis yochid. There's no difference between a private person that accepted upon himself to fast a day. Le yochid shekibbul olav tainis tzibur. To a yochid that was makabal upon himself to chumra v'tainis tzibur. Both cases are talking about only yochid, a private person fasting. But you can makabal upon yourself a tainis yochid, and you can makabal upon yourself a tainis tzibur. Now what's the difference? That the regular tainis yochid, you fast, you only daven 18 brachas, and true, you say shemayat, you say in shemayat tefilah denenu. V'zeh mispalo tisha asara, and this one that's mekabel upon himself to make a tainis tzibur, he has to say an extra brach in Yishmon Esrei. Ishmamino, we see from here that yochid kaveya brach liyatzmai. Yes, that when you have a tainis tzibur upon him, and every single yochid has to fast on a tainis tzibur, so for sure, madlach yochid makes the middle of the year stam his own tainis, and he says he wants it to be like a tainis tzibur, that he has to daven 19 brachas, he has to say an extra brach of anenu, between goyel and roifei, so for sure, when there's really a tainis tzibur going on, and everybody has to daven their own shemon esrei, that for sure you have to say an extra brach of anenu between goyel and roifei. So of course, akasha on Rav Yehuda. Yeah. Rav Yehuda said no, that he said you only said in Shema Tefillah. Rav Yitzchok said you only say it in Shema Tefillah, and here it's Mashma, no, every Yochid in Ishmon Esra, he also says 19 brachas. That Rashi speaks out, even though Lamaisa, we also, everybody davened really 19 brachas. But Kopanim is always called Shmon Esra, it's called 18 brachas. The 19th brach of Lamashinim, that the Iran later in Yavne. But Kopanim is always called Shmon Esra, 18 brachas. And here, by Tainis Tzibur, we call it an extra bracha if you do have to eat another one. But I call upon him here at Smashma, every yochid does have to eat another bracha. There are 19 brachas then. Have the Gemara loy, a snapshot. L'yodle me'imaloch, a shliach tzibur. Havad, we're talking about here, taka, a shliach tzibur. Only the shliach tzibur, when he says over Shimon Esrei, he has to say the extra bracha, the anenu, in between Goyel and Reifei. U'dekokashaloch, he had a kashra on this. Shliach Tzibur Esrim V'Yabor Matzli. He had a kasha Shliach Tzibur and a tiny Tzibur. He has to say 24 brachas, not just 19 brachas. Of the Gemara, Begimel Tainis Rishonis. So we had to say that before was that on Yud Zayin B'Macheshron of a dozen rain, Yechidim fast until Rosh Chodesh Kislev. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh Kislev, then the Bezdin is going through a tiny Tzibur for 3 days. A Monday, a Thursday, and a Monday, and everybody. That's called the first set of the Tainis Tzibur. That first set of the Tainis Tzibur is not so strong. At that time yet, we don't have 24 brachas. But Gimel, Tainis, Rishonis. The first three fasting that the whole Tzibur has to do, those three fast days, the Leker, Esther, and V'Yabur. You don't have 24 brachas there. So there, Lamais, you only have the regular Shmon Esrei. And the Shliach Tzibur, when he says over Shmon Esrei, he says Anenu with a bracha by itself between Goyel and Reifei. But in Echnami, those first three fast days, there's only 19 brachas for the Shliach Tzibur, and the regular Yochid only davens 18 brachas. But that you eat a new bracha, it's only by the Shliach Tzibur, by regular Tainis Tzibur, but not by Yochid. A Yochid never adds an extra bracha to its tefillah. For the Gemara, is that true, V'loi, that the first three fast days here doesn't have, so like from Rosh Chodesh Kislev on, doesn't have 24 brachas. For the Mishnah says before, Ein Bein Ketoni, says there's no difference. What? Ein Bein Gimel Rishonis L'Gimel Amsoyis. Like after those 3 days pass by, and still no rain comes, then the Rabbanim makes another three fast days. That's called the middle. And after that, there's another 7 days of fast days. But a core part of the Mishnah says there's no difference between the middle three and the first three. Elishabelu Matura Masias Mulacha. The first three fast days starting Rosh Chodesh Kislev, not on Rosh Chodesh, it's on the next day. The first Monday and Thursday and Monday. So first 3 days only doesn't have an Issa Mulacha. You're allowed to work during those tiny sebas. Uveilu on the second set of 3 days, Asur Masias Mulacha. That's the only difference. Mashmo Lachov Dalid. Zev is Zev Shavim. But the halacha that we said that the Shimon Esrei has 24 brachas, mashma they're both shavin. So mashma even the first three fast days also have 24 brachas. So it comes out every tiny sibur has 24. Sakud Yeshay the Shliach Sibur says 19. The Shliach Sibur by a tiny sibur has to say 24. So where is it? That's not a kasha. I'll tell you a ton of a shire. It left out. Ain Dain, it doesn't mean there's no other difference. Even though it says doing malacha, the first three you're allowed to do malacha, I tell you there are other differences also. It left out other things. For the Gemara Ashton's my shire and the high shire, what else did it leave out that you want us to left this out also? For the Suha, Ain Bain Katani, Smash Mino, it says exactly. So Gemara says like this, the Latona the Yisura Kamari, the Tfilas like Kamari. The Mishnah is talking about the Yisurim of the Tainuses. What's the difference of the Yisurim? It says only malacha, that the first three you're allowed to work, the last three, next three, and not let it work. But about Hilchas Tefillah, I tell you, the Mishnah is not talking about. It could be Tefillah's Taker are different. That's one teretz. That the first three tiny sibers, then you don't have 24 brachas. You only have the Shlil Sibur, only has 19. The boy is saying, another teretz is, the Emtsoyis Nami Lemastich of Dalet. Enoch Nami, even the second set of 3 days that we fast for rain also doesn't have 24 brachas. Maybe it's only the last 7 fast days that has 24 brachas. For the Gemara, is that true? V'loi v'tani, we learned. Ein ben gimel shnius l'sheva achrenus. There's no difference between the middle 3 fast days and the last 7 fast days. But that's to say the first 3, then another 3, then another 7 days. So there's no difference between the middle 3 and the last 7. Ela shebelu masrin. On the last 7, we blow the shofar, we'll soon see, we scream out. V'noilin asachanuyus. We close the shops. All shops have to be closed during those tiny sibur. Holochol devrayim zevizeh shoven. Mashma for everything else, everything is shoven. Just like Yadavin Shimon Esrei, the Shliach Sibur says 24 brachas. The last 7 fast days, who are in the middle 3 fast days, also have 24 brachas. So we're back to the kashon that if so, the first 3 should also have 24. And for the Gemara, the Chitayim, maybe you want to tell me, Hokanami Tonav Ishai, you know, there's really more of a difference between the last 7 and the middle 3. That the last 7 true has 24, the middle 3 doesn't. For the Gemara, no, Vu'ain Ben Katoni. Mashman, there's no difference between the last 7 fast days and the middle 3. So that's Akasha, Mashman, even the little middle 3 does have 24 Tfilas. V'tizbru, another Kasha, I ask on you. V'tizbru, Ain Ben Dafkom. I'm terrified now. You want to tell me Ain Ben means Dafkom? V'ho Shaya Teva? No, it left.